a snack and get ready to hibernate with the Game Show Network Bear and the rest of the friendly forest creatures.
Hey, give a hoot.
It's All Play All Day on Game Show Network.
Dude.
Here it comes, television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. The fabulous 60-minute prize is ready. Robin Riley, come on down. Sarah Skinazzi, come on down. Jennifer Craig, come on down. And Brenda Ball, come on down. You are the first four contestants on The Price is Right. And now, here's the star of The Price is Right, Bob Butler.
Thank you very much. Welcome to The Price is Right. You are invited to spend the next hour playing pricing games with us here on CBS. Here we go. Here's the first item up for bids, and The Price is Right.
It's a sailboat. The AMFL Quartz Mini Fish, 12 feet of sailing fun. The fiberglass hull weighs 75 pounds, yet it holds up to two people with a total weight of 300 pounds, and it can be carried on your car top. And to the winner of this sailboat goes the supply of Heyer's Root Beer. After 100 years, America's original root beer is still number one in more ways than one. Heyer's Root Beer.
We round off our retail prices to the nearest dollar, so give me all of your bids in dollars only, please. Robin, let's start with you.
$225.
$225. Sarah, what do you bid?
$400.
$400 for Sarah. Now, Jennifer.
$550
or $750. Brenda?
$401.
And the actual retail price of the boat is $605. Brenda, you have won the first prize on today's show. Coming right over here with me, Brenda, we are going to give you a chance to win more. Yes, now that you own the boat, wouldn't it be nice to add these to your list?
A secretary and a sofa sleeper. First, from Bailey Schmitz, the queen size quick as a wink sofa sleeper. Contemporary tuxedo bolster arm pillow back style, covered in durable Herculon. What's in it for you? A beautiful sleeper from Bailey Schmitz. Second is a secretary. From Jasper Cabinet Company, this 18th century secretary is handcrafted in genuine cherry with delicately filigreed brass knob and lock combinations from the craftsman at Jasper Cabinet, Bob.
Now, Brenda, you are going to play the clock game. That's what you're going to do. And you are going to play for the sofa bed and only the sofa bed to start. Now, win that as quickly as you can, and with the time remaining on the 30-second timer, you'll go after the secretary. Do you know how to play this game? Very well, let's show the price of the sofa bed, please. And audience, do not shout it out. Brenda, the clock will start with your first bid. Go.
400.
Higher.
450.
Higher.
475.
Lower.
455.
Higher.
465.
Higher.
470.
Higher.
71, 72,
73. There it is. Very good, Brenda. What'd you say?
I'm so nervous.
Well, if you did that nervous, stay nervous, because you have 21 seconds left in which to win this secretary. Let's show that price, please. Now, audience, don't shout out higher or lower. You'll only confuse us, and I'm confused enough as it is. Now, Brenda, you ready?
Uh-huh.
The clock will start with your first bid. Go.
900.
Lower.
800.
Lower.
700.
Higher.
750.
Higher.
780.
Lower.
71, 72, 73,
lower.
74. Oh, 65.
Lower.
60.
Lower.
50.
Higher.
51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 78, 96. There
you are, 759. 759. Oh, thank you. You have a built-in calculator there. We have played one game for you. We have given you one winner. We're going to try to give you another winner after this.
brought to you in part by Disney's Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, an all-new movie from Walt Disney Home Video.
Johnny Olson, who is our next contestant?
Bob Barker, meet Gene Young. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Friday Drive.
Hello, Gene. What'd you say?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? I have never had anyone say that before. That's an original line. You got here just in time to bid on this next item up for bids on our show.
It's a recliner. From the Royal Manor Collection by Maxwell Royal Care Company, the woods are solid white pine and selected hardwoods. Floral print is nylon scotch guard.
Gene, what do you want to bid on that?
$300.
$300 it is. Robin, let's hear from you.
$400.
$400. What do you say, Sarah?
$350.
$350 brings me to Jennifer.
$325.
$325. And the actual retail price is $412. You've won, Robin. You sure enough have. That's a nice prize you've won.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And isn't this beautiful?
A new car! A 1977 Chevy Nova hatchback. Rugged, reliable performance. Make the six-passenger automobile a practical compact for the road, the Chevy Nova. It's equipped with power brakes, turbo hydromatic transmission, bumper strip, radial white stripe tires, sport mirror, rally wheels, vinyl roof, exterior decor package, door edge guard, stereo tape system with AM/FM radio, and intermittent windshield wiper system.
And Robin really needs that car. Tell everyone what you told me while Johnny was talking about the car.
Our truck's sitting in the parking lot with a flat tire right now.
Right this moment, her truck is in the parking lot of CBS with a flat tire. Well, if you don't win the car, maybe you'll win a tire. Now, Robin, you're obviously going to play the dice game. Do you know how to play this game?
Kind of.
Well, then why don't you make it easy on yourself so that you don't have to make any decisions? Well, the thing that you should do is just pick up this, roll it over this line, and roll the first number and the price of the car. She's rolled a 3. Is that the first number? No, it's not. Now you do have to make a decision. You must tell me whether the first number in the price of the car is higher or lower than 3. And let me say this before you tell me. Let me just say that there is no number in the price of that car that you will not find on one of these. In other words, there are no zeros and there's nothing over a 6. Okay? Higher or lower for the first
higher.
Number? Higher is your answer. Very well. Roll another one. We're after the second number in the price of the car. We got a 1. Is that the second number? That is the second number. Now, you see how much easier it is if you'll just roll the numbers. Then you don't have to worry your little head about these things.
Okay.
Now, roll the third number. Just do as you're told. It's a 6. Is that the third number? That's the third number. That's the third number. Now, you're doing so much better. You're listening to me now.
Yes,
roll the last number. It has to go over the line.
Okay.
No. She has rolled another 1. Is that the last number? No, that's not. Now, is the last number higher or lower than 1?
Higher.
It has to be higher. Right, of course it has to be higher, because I told you there were no zeros. Now, do you know what I think? I think you've won that car. Now, I don't know. I don't know for sure. But I think you've won that car. I don't think that the first number in the price of that car could be lower than 3, do you?
I don't think so.
And there are no zeros in the number, so the last number has to be high. But now, on the other hand, something could go wrong.
I don't think so.
It could go wrong. It could. Let's find out. Is that first number higher than 3? It is. Is that last number higher than 1? It is. You win. Game. She won the car. She doesn't have to worry about that flat tire anymore. Congratulations. You go right on out there to the parking lot and change that tire. That's the way to play that dice game. We'll be back with another game after this. The folks folks of the U.S. of A. are waiting to hear the name of our next contestant, Johnny.
And Bob, it's Diane Shepherdson. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hello, Diane.
Hi.
I would like to have all four of you see the next item up for bids on The Price is Right.
It's a bar set. By Bernhardt, from the Independence Collection, with campaign-style pecan-finished folding bar built on casters for easy mobility and two matching stools by Bernhardt's.
Diane, would you please start the bidding on that for me?
$423.
How much?
$423.
$423. Sarah?
$400.
$400 even. Jennifer, give me your bid.
$475.
$475. Jean?
$476.
Everyone seemed to like that except Jennifer. Now the actual retail price is $659. Gene, you did it. That was a good bid. Gene, will you join me right out here in the center of the stage, please? That was a very good bid. That was a very good bid. Look what I have here. This is called the high-low game. We play this game with these products that you see on this counter. Johnny, what are these products that you see on this counter?
First, Bob, Blammo, the sugarless bubble gum in big soft chunks and handy sticks, delicious and doesn't sugarcoat teeth. Mrs. Meyer's Country Garden Plant Food by Bissell, convenient and effective for your mix for all potted plants, Mrs. Meyer's Country Garden Plant Food. Face Quencher by Chapstick, slip your face into something comfortable, moisturizing makeup, blusher, and powder. Pam, the pure vegetable cooking spray that stops food from sticking without adding fat, calories, or cholesterol. Daisy Legs Pantyhose, available in the most popular styles and shades, including the new all-in-one panty pantyhose from Daisy Legs. And Breck Clean Rinse, the oil-free cream rinse. The difference is very clear in three fresh fragrances from Breck.
Gene, I want you to pick out the three highest-priced products on this counter. We'll put those in the high row. If everything remaining on the counter is lower priced than the lowest price you put in the high row, you win the high-low game. And if you win the high-low game, Gene, you win this prize.
An organ! Even if you never played a note, the Lowry organ helps make music playing easy. The Genie feature delivers sounds of drums, piano, guitar, and other instruments from Lowry organs. It's a prize worth $2,395.
Now, Gene, we want the three highest-priced products. What is one of them?
Oh, boy, the first one would be... I'll try the plant food.
The plant food? Let us see how much the plant food is. Wait, am I going to the right? No, here. Here's the plant food. It is $1.49. $1.49, and that did not bring a rousing ovation. On the other hand, some folks were happy about it. Now what?
I'll say the Pam.
The Pam. Let me step down here, and here it is, and it is $1.09. Very well. I need one more.
Okay, the face cleanser.
The face cleanser. Right down... Where am I... What's the matter with me? Here? Yes, here. She called... And I was getting the clean rinse, yeah. That's not what you want. This is what you... $2.75. Now, $1.09 is the lowest price that you've put up there. If everything else is less than $1.09, you win.
I hope.
I hope so, too. Do you suppose there's any chance that this is more than $1.09?
There's a chance.
Well, there's always a chance. It's not. It's 59 cents. Now, I'll save that one. This is, $2.19. I should have saved that one. You were worried about the pantyhose. They were only 99 cents. You would have been all right. Just one beat you out there. Gene, thank you very much for playing the high-low game. Now... We have played three games, so we are ready for our showcase showdown, and we're going to just plain have it after you have this. Poor Brenda here is worried about her bloodshot eyes. Now, take a close-up of her. Do they look at your monitors? Do they show up? I don't think they even show up. Now, take your hand. Do their eyes look bloodshot? Now, tell them what happened to you.
because I was so excited that I was going to come down here, and my boyfriend and my mom and dad said, oh, you're not going to make it out of all those people. You won't make it. And so I was all nervous, and I didn't get a sleep of any sleep last night at all.
Not a bit. And so your eyes are a little red today. Is that the end?
They
don't show up on television.
I hope not.
No, no. The dark circles do, but the red... No, you look very pretty. Now, Robin, since you have won so much, you're going to spin this wheel last. Jean, you know that there is the possibility. All you have to do is get $1, and you win $1,000 in what we're about to do.
I'm ready.
Well, I want to know, before we even start, I want to know what you're going to invest your $1,000 in.
My daughter's graduating from high school in 2 weeks, and I'm going to invest it in her college.
Well, that's a very good plan. Brenda will buy drops for her eyes if she wins $1,000. Now, all you have to do is get a dollar in one spin or a combination of two spins. Now, if you go over $1 in a combination of two spins, you're out of the game. Be sure it goes all the way around at least once. Go ahead, Jean, spin it. The one of you who's nearest to $1 without going over will be in the showcase. There is the first spin of the big wheel on today's show. What will be the result? Ooh, look at that. 80 cents is a pretty good spin. I don't blame it. I do not blame you one bit. 80 cents. Here comes old Sleepy.
I'm awake today, though.
I know you are. You wouldn't be up here if you weren't awake.
I know.
And you won the game you played, too.
Sure
you did. What game did you play?
The clock?
That's right. I just wanted...
And I got a boat.
And you got a boat,
yes,
just to come up here.
Yes.
That's right.
Just to get up here.
Yep. You remember what happened so far. You're all right. I thought you dozed off.
No.
Okay, spin the wheel. You have to beat 80 cents to stay in the game.
It's heavy.
Not really. It's just that you didn't sleep. Look at this. Look at that $1 coming down there. Hey, I think you're going to win. You know, what'd you say?
That'll teach my mom and dad, my boyfriend.
They said you weren't going to make it. No, I wouldn't share that money with anybody.
No, not
with their attitude. No, your eyes look much better now, too. All right, Robin, you can win $1,000, too, sure. We have more than $1,000 bill around here. We have stacks of them. There you go. Well, you get two spins, you know. If it doesn't stop on the $1 this time, you get another spin.
Okay.
35 cents, spin it again. Now what you're after is 65 cents. Big spin. Yes. 35 cents in her first spin. Here's her second spin. Well, you have to get 65 cents to go with the 35. And here comes the 65 cents, but it's not going to get done. Okay. Thank you, Robin. You bet. Enjoy your car. You're in the showcase. You sure are. We'll be back with more pricing games after these words. Johnny, what's the next name on your list?
Bob, the name is Antonia Cellino. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right.
I love your shirt.
Thank you.
Says, I'm proud to be Italian. Turn around, let them see. She finally spelled it correctly, you see? That's a cute shirt, Antonia. Now, look at this next item up for bids on our show. It's a waterbed.
A waterbed from the Wave Press Company, featuring the Aqua Air Waterbed Mattress and Mozar Incorporated, manufactures the beautiful, long-lasting solid wood frames and nightstands.
And the first bid on that beautiful prize will be by none other than my little Italian friend, Antonia.
$600.
$600 is her bid. $600, Antonia? $600, gentlemen, over here for Antonia. There we go. Now, Diane, down there on that end, what do you bid?
$610.
$610 is her bid. Sarah?
$700.
$700. Jennifer? $701. You're all applauding and they've all overbid. Which tells me something about this audience. Now, the lowest bid is $600. Erase these bids, please. And we must bid lower than $600. Antonia.
$525.
$525 is her bid. What's your bid, Diane?
$580.
$500 even or $580?
No, $580.
$580 is correct. Sarah?
$530.
$530. And now Jennifer.
What did she say?
She said $525. $524 is her bid, and the actual retail price is $559, and you've won, Sarah. Come up these steps, Sarah. Come over here to this range game, Sarah. I have a surprise for you, Sarah. Right over here, please. Now, look right over there at those doors. Open those doors and show her the prize.
It's a projection TV. Television comes to life on Sega of America's 50-inch diagonal screen and gives sports, movies, and variety shows the big picture from Sega of America.
Now, you see that that is more than $1,600 down there at the bottom of the scale, less than $2,200. You get a price for that prize in mind, and as this moves up this scale, press the button when the price is in the red area. And if you're right, you win. Start it on its way, gentlemen, please. Now, don't press the button until you want to stop the rangefinder. When you want to stop it, you press it. Now, when the time to stop it is when you believe that the price is in the red area there someplace. It doesn't have to be right in the middle. It can be any place. Do you have a price in mind for that prize?
$2,100.
Whatever you say. She stopped it. And I'll tell you, she brought this audience to its feet. Now, show us the price, please. Oh, right down here in the middle. Too bad, Sarah, you let it go too far. Thank you for playing the range game. Now, I want you to know there's more Price is Right coming up.
Stay tuned for more pricing games and the fabulous showcases coming up on the second half of The Price is Right.
The contestant who is going to come up here in the contestant's row and take this place is
Kunigunda Carney. Come on down. You're on the Kunigunda on The Price is Right.
Oh, Kunigunda is here. Kunigunda, weren't you here a couple of days ago? Are you crying, Kunigunda?
No.
Huh?
No.
Look up here. Now, you told me, I remember you sat in the front row and talked with me, didn't you?
Yes.
And you told me you're from Germany.
Holland, Germany.
Holland, but your name was German.
Yes.
And it's Kunigunda. And what's your middle name?
Faralda.
So you can see why she's scared, can't you? Now, Kunigunda, you relax. You're just shivering all over. Everything's going to be all right. Are you all right?
Yes.
I don't want to bring out this next prize until...
Just have a wheelchair ready for me.
A wheelchair. That's not a bad idea. We've never given a wheelchair away, have we? You just relax now and get ready to bid on this beautiful prize right here.
It's a fireplace. The Modern, a freestanding fireplace from Freeways in decorated colors designed to burn wood or accommodate gas or electric logs. The Modern from Freeway.
Now, Kunigunda, you give me your bid on that, please.
$375.
$375. Jennifer?
$300.
$300. Antonia?
$378.
$378. Now we go all the way back to you, Diane.
$318.
That's an interesting bid. Well, you've all overbid again. What do we have here? The lowest bid is $300. Erase the bids, please. Now, contestants, you know that you must bid lower than $300. Kunigunda.
$275.
Jennifer?
$250
is her bid. Antonia?
$251.
And now Diane?
$265.
How much?
$265.
$265. Oh, one of you has won $100. One of you has bid exactly right. Which one is it? The actual retail price is $265. Have you ever seen someone bid exactly right and win $100 on the show?
Never.
You never have. Well, what they do is reach into my $100 pocket and get it. Where do you suppose the $100 pocket is?
If I don't guess right, I don't get it.
Oh, yes, you get it. In fact, it's this one right here. Get in there and get it. Look out. There it is, a $100 bill. You've won the $100 bill, and who knows, you may win this.
A new car! A 1977 Chevette, a four-passenger car from Chevrolet that's roomy in size and space, simple in service and operation, the Chevy Chevette. It's equipped with deluxe bumpers, body side molding, remote sport mirror, AM/FM radio, rear seat speaker, and color key floor mats. Bob?
This is the card game with this special deck, which is $200 through $1,000. We find out how close you have to come to the retail price of that car without going over in order to win the car. Draw a card, and that's it. Best thing that you can do is get the $1,000. Well, that's not bad, $600. She has to come within $600 of the retail price of the car without going over in order to win the car. Now, this is a standard deck here. Would you like to cut the cards? Would you like to cut them again?
Sure.
Would you like to cut them again?
No.
Okay. Now, each face card is $1,000. Each of the other cards is the number on the card in hundreds of dollars. Right. The aces are wild. You can make them anything you wish, $1 through $1,000. You continue to draw and thereby increase your bid as long as you wish. Mm-hmm. When you wish to stop, you say, Robert, I wish to cease and desist. Let me hear you say that.
Robert, I wish to cease and desist.
You know how to play the game. Draw a card, and that's your opening bid. She has opened with the Jack of Spades for $1,000. Please. Whoops. She...
I grabbed two.
You grabbed two? Did you see them both?
No, I didn't see either.
Then give me either one of them. You have $200 more. $1,200 total. And she has $800 more for $2,000. She has now bid on that car. And $1,000 for the Jack of Diamonds. You must come within $600. You have now bid $3,000.
What kind of car is it?
What kind of a car was it again, Johnny?
Bob, it's a Chevy Chevette.
A Chevy Chevette.
Chevy Chevette, Bob.
$300 more, please, gentlemen.
$3,300. And I can come in $600 after. Stop.
Just a moment. Just a moment. She says stop. Now, that's not what you're supposed to say. What are you saying?
Robert, I wish to cease and desist.
That's better. Now, you have bid $3,300 on that car. You must come within $600 of the retail price without going over to win the car. The actual retail price of that car is $3,746. The difference of $446. You win. And there she goes to pick up the pink slip. Oh, we're having winners aplenty. We'll be back with another winner, I hope, after this. Johnny, we want to know the name of our next player.
All right, Bob, it's Wilma Clemons. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right.
Wilma took that pretty calmly, didn't she? Contestants, this is the next item up for bids on our show.
A compactor. The O'Malley Decorator Stormore Compactor. Using regular plastic bags, it compacts approximately a week's worth of household trash into one trash bag made only by O'Malley.
Wilma, how about a bid on that? How much?
$250.
Kunigunda, give me your bid, please.
$260.
Jennifer?
$220
is her bid. Antonia?
How much is she?
They have bid $250, $260, and $220.
$261.
Now the actual retail price is $280. Antonia, you did it. Antonia did it with that $1 she added to that top bid. Right up here, my little Italian friend. Are you from Italy?
Yep, Sicily.
From Sicily? How long have you lived here in the United States?
6 years.
Oh, 6 years. You've been here as long as we've been on the air with The Price is Right. So you know all about the bonus game.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, I want you to tell me about it, so the way I remember better.
I want you to tell me about it. That way I'll remember better, Antonia.
I don't know. I'm nervous. And, well, I don't know. It's hard for me, too.
If it's difficult for you, I shall do it. It's difficult for me, too, but I'll do it anyway. There are four prizes on this board. I am going to give you a chance to win each one of them. Now, after we've finished, we'll light up these four blue windows. In one of those windows, it will say bonus. If you have won the prize beside the window in which it says bonus, you win the bonus prize.
What's that?
What?
What's that?
What's the bonus prize? I don't know. Are you interested in finding
sure,
out?
Sure, yeah.
Will you please show her the bonus prize?
It's Bourbon Barrel Furniture. Piece Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Group from Brothers Furniture Company. Handcrafted from genuine bourbon barrels and upholstered with multicolor patch vinyl. Your Brothers Furniture Group includes a sofa, end tables, coffee table, game table, four swivel chairs, and a four-piece bar set. It's a bonus worth $1,488.
That is some bonus, isn't it? Yes. Now, the first prize up here on the board is shoes. Listen.
Two pair of shoes for today's trendsetter from Butlers and Mailings. You'll always find fashion at terrific prices at Butlers and Mailings in over 200 U.S. cities.
Now, Antonia, it says $26, but that's wrong. Is the right price higher or lower than $26?
Higher.
Higher? Let's see. No, it's higher. Someone is saying it's lower. You are right. You've won those shoes. Now, here comes another prize. Car seat. Johnny?
There's automotive comfort and security for your child in the General Motors Love Seat, dynamically tested, engineered to help protect little people.
Is the price of that car seat higher or lower than $40?
Lower.
Lower? All right, we'll check. No, that's higher. That's higher, and you lose that one. But you may win a toaster oven. Listen.
The new Sunbeam 4-slice deluxe toaster oven toasts, heats, or cooks frozen foods, main dishes, or sandwiches. Rely on Sunbeam quality.
How about it? Higher or lower than $48?
Lower.
Lower? Is she right? No, and that goes back. Now, we need this prize in the worst way. It's a sprinkler. Johnny, if you please.
Melnor Traveling Lawn Sprinkler. Waters as it travels along the hose, even shuts itself off automatically from Melnor.
$116 is wrong. Is the right price higher or lower?
Lower.
I hope you're right. Lower. And it is. You won that, lost that, and won that. Now, if the bonus is there, you win. If the bonus is there, you win. Light up that bonus. And you do win. You won that furniture, Antonia. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Yes, we finished off the game with a winner, and we're going to try to find more $1,000 winners after this. It's time to spin the big wheel. Now, girls, be sure the wheel goes all the way around at least once to qualify. The one of you who is nearest to $1 without going over is in the showcase. A contestant who uses two spins and in so doing goes over $1 is out of the game. But
A contestant who gets $1 in one spin, or a combination of two spins, wins $1,000 U.S. currency. And did you realize that I have a group of foreigners here? I have Sarah from Cuba. I have Antonia from Italia. And I have Diane from Huntington Beach. Yes. Now, girls, each of you will spin, beginning with Sarah. Sarah, step over there. Win yourself $1,000. You might get 85 cents. You did. You're going to stop now on that? Okay. She's going to stop on 85 cents, and I don't blame her one bit. Now we're ready for Antonia. Step over there. Spin that wheel. Antonia spins, and the eyes of the world upon the wheel. Will she beat 85 cents? Will she win $1,000? She has 40 cents. Spin it again. Here's her second spin. She has 40 cents. She needs 60 cents for $1,000. She has to beat 85 cents to stay in the game. Antonia from Sicily. And $1,000. Now, we don't want to increase our trade deficits, so from Huntington Beach to even the score, here is Diane. $1,000 for Antonia. Diane has spun. She is desperately trying for $1,000 herself, and she ended up with 50 cents. Spin it again. Here comes spin number two. She needs 50 cents again. That's what she needs in the worst way. And it does not look as if it is to be her day. No, you got that dollar too late. Thank you, Diane. Well, Antonia, you're going to be in that showcase with us, and that showcase is going to follow this message.
What's on the Game Show Network menu? Jeopardy, followed by a touch of Wheel of Fortune, and then a slice of the new Newlywed Game. Bon appetit.
The top winner in the showcase is Antonia. The runner-up is Brenda. Each of you will have a showcase of beautiful prizes to bid on. And the one of you who bids closer to the retail price of her own showcase without going over will win all the prizes in the showcase. And if you are the winner and you are less than $100 away from the retail price of your own showcase, you win everything in both showcases. And you, Antonia, have a chance to bid on the first showcase or pass that one to Brenda and bid on the second. Do you wish to ask a question before we begin? Then we shall begin with this first showcase.
Your showcase begins with an assortment of kitchen appliances. From Western Auto, a double oven range, a dishwasher, refrigerator, freezer, a washer and dryer, all from Western Auto. Also, a food processor. One of the most versatile kitchen appliances mother can own. Chops meat, ice, and vegetables. Grinds nuts, makes pastry dough, and the Cuisinart processor does many other kitchen chores. And you can serve dinner right here in your new dining room. It's a Blue Hill dining room. The glory of America's colonial furniture designs are incorporated in this stunning dining room, crafted in pine solids and veneers with lush honey finish from Blue Hill. Next, for a lovelier table, there's stoneware. Yorktown stoneware, a handsome oven to table line made from original pieces produced by Falstaff in the early 19th century. Beautiful stoneware in a salt glaze color and hand decorated. And finally, to add color to any room, this carpeting. 40 square yards of carpeting, Down's newest creation, Misty Isle. A cut-and-loop carpet with an elegant silken sheen and a classic appearance. Soft two-tone colorations, truly unique in appearance and in many colors by Down's. And this showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Antonia, what are you going to do? Are you going to bid on this showcase or pass it over to Brenda?
I'll pass it to Brenda.
Very well. Brenda, she's passed it to you. Will you please give me your bid on it?
I'll say...
What?
$4,100.
That's her bid. That's her bid, Antonia. This is your showcase.
Your showcase is a salute to famous marks and contains prizes associated with them. And here's our first famous mark, Mark Twain. And certainly nothing would be more appropriate in honor of Mark Twain than to take a trip on a Mississippi riverboat. We'll fly two of your round-trip air coach from Los Angeles to New Orleans for a seven-night cruise on the luxurious new passenger riverboat Mississippi Queen. From New Orleans, you'll cruise the Mississippi River to romantic Natchez and back to New Orleans. The Mississippi Queen combines luxury with Huck Finn adventure from Delta Queen Steamboat Company. And now here's our mark number two, world champion swimmer Mark Spitz. And while you'll never be a champion swimmer like Mark Spitz, you'll get a chance to try in your new swimming pool. From the Muskin Corporation, this 15-foot above-the-ground aluminum pool, complete with filter, maintenance kit, and skimmer, the Doral Pool from Muskin. And now for our next mark, Mark Antony. And in his honor, we'll take you on a trip to his native city, Rome, Italy. From Los Angeles to Rome for a six-night stay at the Boston Hotel. You'll enjoy superior first-class accommodations in this fine, completely air-conditioned hotel located near the Via Veneto, Rome's famous shopping street, the Boston Hotel in Rome. Now, if you don't recognize our final mark, we're all in trouble, including the guy that wrote this showcase, because he's our boss, Mark Goodson, a man who's made a career of giving away money on television, money like this, $1,000 in cash. And this showcase, the salute to famous marks, can be yours if the price is right.
There it is, Antonia. You could go home for a visit if you win this showcase. What is your bid?
$5,000.
$5,000 is her bid on her showcase, and the actual retail price is $6,401, a difference of $1,401. Now, Brenda, you have bid $4,100 on your showcase, and the actual retail price is $5,048, a difference of $948. You win, Brenda. Brenda's mother and father and boyfriend said she didn't have a chance. She's won $1,000 bill, a sailboat, everything in the showcase. Oh, boy. Bob Barker saying goodbye, everybody.
This is Johnny Olson speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. Stay tuned for Love of Life, next over most of these...